Page 95, exercises 7 and 8. Listen to a classroom discussion about special technologies for people with disabilities. In your notebook, number the items in exercise 6 in the order they are mentioned. Listen again. Which invention in exercise 6 match the statements?
Good morning, class. How are your projects going? Did you find any interesting information yesterday about special technologies for people with disabilities? Yes, Justin?
I found an interesting story last night. Researchers at Belgium's University of Antwerp developed a robotic hand for people with hearing problems.
A robotic hand?
Yes, it's called Aslan. The hand is connected to a computer and people can send text to it or they can speak. Then Aslan translates the words into sign language. The researchers hope it will reduce communication problems.
Wow, that does sound interesting. Yes, Kate?
I also found something about sign language. Researchers at the University of San Diego in California developed smart gloves for sign language users. The gloves translate sign language into digital text.
Digital text? What does that mean?
It translates the sign language into written text and transfers it to a computer or smartphone. Researchers think it will be cheap to make, so it won't be difficult for people with disabilities to buy it.
Excellent. Anyone else? Yes, Peter.
There are many amazing things for blind people also. For example, there's a tablet called the BliTab. It's got a special touchscreen with Braille on it, so you can feel the letters on the screen.
A Braille touchscreen? That's great! That will definitely make a difference for blind people. Well, good work, everyone. It sounds like you will have very interesting projects.